Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly! Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas, perfectly crafted every time.
I got one for my sister, and maybe for myself too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Missing British teenager Jay Slater's family and friends have vowed to stay in Tenerife after the police officially ended their search for the missing 19-year-old yesterday. The apprentice bricklayer Jay from Lancashire has not been seen since he went back to an Airbnb rental near the remote village of Masca with two men following a night out in Playa de las Americas. He was last seen near the rugged rural Titano Park on the morning of June 17th, and a huge search involving dogs, drones and helicopters around the area where his phone last pinged has failed to find any trace of him. On Saturday, police launched one final push and appealed for an army of volunteers to help, but just six people turned up to join 24 mountain rescue and fire teams in the Masca Valley. In a dramatic update yesterday morning, a spokesperson for the Tenerife police said the search is now over, but the investigation remains open. They refused to elaborate on whether it was now a criminal investigation. Reacting to the police update, family friend Rachel Hargreaves, whose son Brad was partying with Jay at the three-day NRG festival in Tenerife, said no one is leaving until we find Jay. Family friends and volunteers who joined the search in Tenerife are set to stay and will explore new areas in the coming days. More than 15,000 protesters took to the streets of Malaga in the latest anti-tourism demo on Saturday. Marchers held up banners which read, "We feel like strangers in our own city." The demo was organised by the Malaga Tenants Union, with the backing of nearly 50 organisations, including Greenpeace and Oxfam, under the slogan, "Malaga to live in, not to survive in." A right-wing group tried to hijack the protest soon after it started on Saturday in a central city square by chorusing "Council Housing for Tenants," but were met with calls of "fascists out of our neighbourhoods" and ended up disbanding. The slow walk through Malaga town centre, which finished in Constitution Square, ended with the reading of a manifesto where protest organisers said, "We're not going to allow ourselves to be expelled from our own city, we're staying put." Smaller protests also took place on the islands of Ibiza and Menorca. The body of a man was found on a beach in Benalmádena early on Saturday. Emergency services were alerted at around 3:30 a.m. that the body was near the shore. The National Local Police and an ambulance team were called, but unable to save the life of the 75-year-old man. According to police sources, the body showed no signs of violence and death was possibly caused by drowning, but the results of an autopsy are pending. Unconfirmed reports on social media claim the body was found by local fishermen. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right.